Thank you for calling Manhattan Focus. Jessica speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, it's John from the Bank of Cardiff again. Is the doctor available?
Yep. Hold on
okay,
a second.
Perfect.
If you're in Manhattan Foot Care, welcome. Our doctor...
Dr. Mena speaking.
Hey, Dr. Mena, it's Ja. How are you?
Good, Ja. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I just got a notification that it has been funded, and the money is in your account now.
Okay.
Did you want to double check?
There was like an issue with my landlord.
Oh.
About February's rent.
Okay.
And I think I don't know. It was kind of ridiculous, but I think they took a position to. Out of those funds to pay him the month's rent. I don't understand all of the logistics and the legalities and the appropriateness.
Right.
But they paid him a month's rent. Are you understanding of these kind of moments?
Yeah, so I think I wasn't in the process of this whole part of it, but from the sounds of it is when they gave, or when your landlord call the line, I guess when they, because they have to verify that your rent is current in order to fund you the money. So probably what happened was, were you a little late on last month's rent or this month's rent?
Yeah, February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In order for us to be able to fund it, we have to be able to make sure that your rent is current. So that way it shows that you're not going to basically get kicked out of your business because you didn't pay your, rent, things like that.
Right.
So that's why we have to, I guess that's how they worked it out. So in order to get you the money today, they have to make this kind of compromise in order to, have you current with your rent and get you the money.
So they paid him the $10,000 and then the balance or whatever is what I guess is being, was transferred into my account. I didn't even look yet, but I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm not too sure how much the total amount was sent over to you. I didn't even know about the part of the rent
landlord.
Part. Because I'm not in the funding department, so I don't know all the logistics of it. But this is just from the sounds of what you're telling me. That's probably what happened was the compromise. They had to make sure you're current, and that way you don't get kicked out of your business.
All right, and then just because of what happened.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with Dennis. Because he said that I was approved for, a larger amount.
Right, yeah, you were a larger amount.
Mm-hmm. If I wanted to do another $10,000, we could expedite that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not a problem, because I know you were, you're approved for, I think it was like $75,000 or something like that, and,
right.
We still have all that open for you. So if you want that additional $10,000, I can let him know. We can draft up another document for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I don't know for sure, but could you do me this favor?
Yeah, of course.
Could you do another $10,000 and just let me know what those numbers would be?
Yeah, of course.
In terms of, the weekly and what my payback would be, and do it, I guess, similarly on, 12 months?
I think it was, 12 or 13 or something like that.
I think it was 12 months.
Is it 12 months?
But it's the similar terms as to where we're at with the 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the 20.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, you actually got a really good discount. We gave you the specialty program, just so you know we can curate this relationship, and going forward,
right.
If you need additional capital, we can always help you out with.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So why don't you maybe start giving me some numbers in that regard?
Okay, sure. I will send a notification over to the underwriters. Dennis is actually out for today, so I'll have someone else draft up something for you. And we're only here for another like half an hour. I might be able to get it over to you by then. If not, I will probably be tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I will give you a call.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.